Hey everybody, we are back. This is the Soundtrack Show. Mark and Simon and Indie 101.5, of course.
And in studio tonight, we have a special guest, Funko Pop Weird Al. Funko Pop Weird Al, what do you think about that?
I think that's pretty damned awesome, actually.
No, but I mean, Funko Pop, I'm asking him, but he's not answering. So
he's quiet. Most Funko Pops tend to be.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'll ask him some more questions later. But the reason why we have a special studio guest Funko Pop Weird Al tonight is because
it's Weird Al night here on the Soundtrack Show.
And why is that, Mark?
Because on Friday, we saw the premiere.
Well, you saw the premiere. I did not see it.
The world has access to the premiere of the movie Weird, the Al Yankovic story, as streaming on Roku.
All right. And for those of people out there who are probably not listening but are also maybe don't know what Roku is, maybe just you want to fill everybody in.
Roku is a TV channel attached to the operating system of some models of smart TVs.
Ah, it's you can actually get a Roku box, I think, too. If you don't have a smart TV, like if you have a dumb TV, then you can get a Roku box, I think. And who is the star of the movie Weird, other than Weird Al?
Weirdly, it's Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter himself.
Which I think is very weird.
He looks the part, aside from being a foot too short, but...
You know. Well, you know, they got Tom Cruise to play Jack Reacher, but that's a story for another night. Anyway, we're going to just play Weird Al, nothing but Weird Al tonight. And we'll see if maybe Funko Pop Weird Al has some comments. Not hopeful, though.
Maybe he can play a solo on the accordion.
Perhaps. Maybe he is right now. We wouldn't know.
No.
Anyway, what do we got next, Weird Al-wise?
Well, we're going to do the first big hit that really put Weird Al on the map, and that was Got Him Noticed by Dr. Demento. He recorded it in a bathroom.
As one does.
Just, you know, Weird Al, his accordion and a recorder in a bathroom.
A tape recorder, not a recorder, like a flute.
That's true.
Because an accordion and a recorder, that's a little much.
I'm sure Al would agree.
Yeah.
But it's a spoof, or it's a parody of Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. It's Another One Rides the Bus.
All right. And this is Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna gonna stand by you. Another one rides the bus.
You heard the man, My Bologna, Weird Al Yankovic, and where it's all Weird Al night tonight here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show. So,
unless you don't like Weird Al, and then stick around because you never know, we might play something different, but we probably won't.
Yeah. So, the reason we're doing this tonight again is that Weird Al has, they're calling it a documentary, but it's really not.
Yeah, the same way, you know, with the Queen movie, what was it called?
Oh, no, the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, but it was closer to the truth than this is. And this doesn't even try to be true.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. It's a very, it's the same, it tells the Weird Al story in the same way that Inglourious Basterds told you how World War II ended.
Oh, okay. So
very different.
Lots of liberties.
Yeah.
Putting it mildly.
The trailer shows a love affair, a torrid love affair between Weird Al and Madonna.
Oh,
and
could have happened.
Well, even Al says on, I saw him on Kimmel. No, the other Jimmy. He was on Tonight
Fallon.
Show. Fallon. He was on Fallon the other night, and he said that that didn't actually happen. He met her once at a party backstage, or was backstage at the Grammys.
Nah, still, you never know with Madonna. It only takes once.
I suppose.
At least that's what I've heard. I don't know. Anyway, so
we're going back and looking at some of the back catalog.
Yeah.
Of Weird Al. So that was the first two there off of his first album called Weird Al Yankovic. And they're featured heavily in the film.
Excellent.
So I don't want to give away too much because it's well done. The acting is well done. Again, Daniel Radcliffe. You forget that it's Harry Potter after
the
first 2 minutes.
Oh, that's good because that would have been, like, that's the problem with recognizable actors like that, right? Sometimes it's really hard to get past.
Good on him. He's not going to be typecast. It's like the Adam West effect, right?
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So, very well done. There's a million throwbacks to some of his other work. Hints about he's talking to his mom, and she starts reciting some of the lyrics that would be in Fat.
Right.
Stuff like that. Time frames are not exactly accurate. Everything in this movie takes place in 1985.
Right.
That's just how they did it.
Alrighty. Well, what tunes are we going to get next there?
Well, this song was played on stage in a heavy metal bar in the movie.
Yes.
MC'd by Michael McKean.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rowdy rocker in the crowd, Patton Oswalt. So
another typecast.
I think he's okay with it. Patton's a lifelong nerd. I think he's okay with it.
Anyway. No, so, I mean, you know, Patton Oswalt being a rowdy rocker.
That's true,
I was being sarcastic. Yeah. Not really who comes to mind.
Well, yeah. You know, Jack Black's in it. The fun thing is watch Remo Phillips. He's in there. He's in there.
Nice.
So I'm not giving it away, but he's in there. Watch for him.
All right. What are we going to hear?
This is Weird Al doing Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I love Rocky Road.
I do, too. All right. This is Weird Al Night on the Soundtrack Show on 101.5.
In my locker at school. Yeah, but chocolate's getting old. Vanilla just leaves me cold. There's just one flavor good enough for me. Yeah, me. Don't give me no crummy teaspoon. I know what I need. Baby, I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. So have another triple scoop with me. Junkies are all the same. All the soda jerkers know my name. When their supply is gone, then I'll be moving on. But I'll be back on Monday afternoon. You'll see another truckload's coming in for me. All for me, I'm singing. I love Rocky Road. Freezer and throw away the key. Singing, I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. So have another triple scoop with me. I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. So have another triple scoop with me. I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. So have another triple.
Just tell me now what I didn't win. Yeah, yeah, I lost on Jeopardy. That's right, Al. You lost. And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of millions of people. And you brought shame and disgrace on your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
Don't know what I was thinking of. I guess I just wasn't too bright. Well, I sure hope I do better next weekend on The Price is Right.
Mr. Rogers, you can watch Three's Company, and you can turn on Fame, or the Newlywed Game, or the Addams Family. Say, you can watch Barney Miller, and you can watch your MTV, and you can watch till your eyes fall out of your head. That'll be okay with me. And you can watch. You can watch Johnny Carson, you can watch Phil Donahue, and you can use TV Guide to help you decide with a capitalized review. Say, you can watch 60 Minutes, even Captain Kangaroo, but there's only one set, so whatever you watch, well, you know I gotta watch it too. Say, give it up, and give it up, television's taking its toll. That's enough, give me the remote control. I've been nice, I've been good, please don't do this to me. Turn it off, I don't wanna have to see the Brady Bunch. Not the Brady Bunch. Well, the Brady Bunch. Yeah, the Brady Bunch. It's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like the mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady, who was busy with three boys of his own. There were four men living all together, yeah, but they were all alone. Until the one day, when the lady met this fellow. And they knew it was much more than a hunch. That the group, this group must somehow form a family. That's the way. Well, the Brady Bunch. Yeah, the Brady Bunch. Well, the Brady Bunch. What's the Brady Bunch? It's the Brady Bunch. Oh, the Brady Bunch. Yeah. Oh, the Brady Bunch. It's the Brady Bunch. Well, it's the Brady Bunch. Oh, it's the Brady Bunch. Well, it's the Brady Bunch.
It's the Brady Bunch. That's Weird Al Yankovic doing the safety dance.
The safety dance. And this is Mark and Simon's soundtrack show on Indie 101.5, if yes. case anybody's wondering.
Simon, and you got the low-key CBC overnight voice going.
Yeah, should I do some French?
Please don't.
Aujourd'hui, nous sommes joué la chanson de Weird Al Yankovic. Oui, c'est très bon. All right.
That's way more French than I remember.
That's all the French I remember. Okay. Right now. Actually, I did pretty good, I think.
That wasn't bad. You get my vote for CBC.
All right. Merci. All right. So let's break down that last set we had.
Okay.
We had we started off with – what was it again?
We started off with I Love Rocky Road,
which we talked about. It was a Joan Jett cover.
I Love Rock and Roll. Yeah.
And then we went to
– I Lost in Jeopardy.
Oh, right. Which is that? That's an original, yeah?
No, that no. was our Love's in Jeopardy. It was an old, old early 80s.
I don't know that tune, actually. I didn't really recognize it.
I've heard it on the radio. I can't for the life of me remember who did it.
It's one of those ones where Weird Al's version is better. Like
better and popular. Way more popular.
Yeah. And then we ended off with, as you mentioned, the Safety Dance parody, which was the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
All right.
Those, all three of them, were from the album Weird Al, in Weird Al Yankovic in 3D, right, which was his second album. Now, we've got one more from that album, which is probably one of his best-known tunes. And it's either an original or it's a parody. I'm not sure, depending on who you ask.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Eat It.
Yes, the one that Michael Jackson stole from him.
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, so we're going to listen to a Weird Al Yankovic that was stolen by Michael Jackson right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
It's pretty swell. I got women lined up outside my door.
There you go.
This is the life.
This is life.
Living the life.
Not complaining.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I care.
Well, I appreciate that, but it really doesn't change.
But I don't really want to hear your complaints anyway.
I don't want to make complaints.
All right. So, let's, so it's Weird Al night here in, on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5 in celebration of the fact that the Weird Al movie starring Harry Potter was just released. And yes, you heard that right. Daniel Radcliffe as Weird Al Yankovic.
It works. He looks the part. Excellent. from the neck up.
Funko Pop Weird Al. What do you think of the casting of Harry Potter?
I like it.
I'm gonna get my daughter's Harry Potter Funko Pop and put them side by side and see how they look. I bet you they're the same height.
Well, the Funko's yes. Weird Al's like 6'3".
Yeah.
And Harry Potter, well, isn't.
No. Daniel Radcliffe isn't either.
No.
No. All right, so what did we just hear?
We heard This is the Life, also Weird Al, and that was the opening credits theme from the movie Johnny Dangerously. It came out in 1984.
Starring Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Before he was Batman.
Yes.
He maybe should have gone around saying, I'm Johnny Dangerously.
It wouldn't have the same, no. Especially with the cape. It wouldn't have worked.
That was a great movie. I loved that movie. We used to go around quoting it all the time. There were some very quotable moments in that movie.
You fargin' sneaky bastard.
You fargin' ice hole.
See, it's our way to swear on the radio without having to worry about it.
I'm sure it's, you know, probably politically incorrect anyway, but whatever. Was that an original or was that a
That was original.
Parody? So that was an original. So Weird Al does do originals. For those of you who didn't know that,
he does three or four per album, including usually his polka medley in there.
Right.
We'll probably play a polka medley at the end of the show.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the relationship between Mr. Yankovic and the polka.
Well, he grew up as a polka performer, as a musician, because he plays
accordion?
Accordion is the word.
Not the bagpipes.
No.
No. But doesn't he have a relative who is famous for playing polkas?
I don't think he's actually related to Frankie Yankovic, if that's where you're going with it.
Oh, I thought it was his uncle.
No.
Oh. I was misinformed.
Because I read tweets when Frankie died and everyone's consoling Al, and he said, you know, actually, I'm not related to the guy. He's met him a couple times, and he likes his work, but he was never actually related to him.
I don't know why I thought that. I thought I heard that he was his uncle.
It is a common misconception. A lot of people thought he was his father, too. So.
There you go. Education and parodies on the Soundtrack Show tonight.
We cover all the bases.
Yes. All right. So let's hear some more Weird Al.
Here is another one, which is also an original and one of his more famous originals. It was also in the soundtrack to the Transformers, the movie, the animated film.
Oh, yes.
And this would be also the title track off the album Dare to Be Stupid.
All right. Some more Weird Al here on Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Alternative rock
on the best station in the world.
Well, you get the picture.
This is Indy 101.5.
U62. He's back. And this time, he's mad. Gandhi 2. No more Mr. Passive Resistance. He's out to kick some butt. This is one bad mother you don't want to mess with.
Don't move, slangball.
He's a one-man wrecking crew. But he also knows how to party.
Give me a stick. Medium rare.
Hey, Baldy!
There is only one law. His law. Gandhi 2.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs. A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
All right, this episode was brought to you by Spatula City. No, it wasn't. That was not a real commercial.
It should have been.
You were fooled. I would love to go to Spatula City.
I really want to see Gandhi, too.
They have, like, yeah. They have, like at Universal, they have, like, Springfield, and they have, you know, Wizarding World, and you can go to... Not Hogwarts, whatever. Hogsmeade.
Yeah.
They should have a Spatula City at one of these theme parks. In fact, they should have a Weird Al theme park where, like, all the roller coasters are, like, based on his songs, like the Eat It roller coaster.
And you have to wear a Hawaiian shirt to get on board.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah. I think there's a very niche market for that, though.
I don't know. I think people would dig it. I mean, who wouldn't want to go to Spatula City?
It's a good deal. Yeah. Buy 10 spatulas, the 9 spatulas, 10th one for just a penny.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah. Well, in Canada, though, we don't have pennies anymore.
It's true. Well, anyway, you pay debit.
That's true. All right. So we're doing Weird Al here on Market Simon Soundtrack
Show. And to backtrack a little bit, so we heard 3 in a row, Beverly Hillbillies.
Yep.
Which was Money for Nothing.
By
Dire Straits.
By Dire Straits, yes.
And then we heard 2 commercials in there, Gandhi 2 and Spatula City. All 3 of those come from the soundtrack to the film UHF. So during the 80s, someone figured out that Weird Al was doing well, fairly popular, so they gave him money to make a movie.
And that this doesn't sound like a good idea, but okay.
By 1989, it was kind of not a great idea because the movie didn't do well.
Yeah.
If they'd done this in 1984-5, it probably would have been better.
Yeah.
But they waited a bit. The premise
it takes a while to make a movie.
That's true.
It's not something you just throw together overnight.
No.
At least a couple weeks.
At least. Well, depending who you do, who's doing it.
That's true.
So, yeah, UHF came out in 1989. Which
to,
was
not so rave reviews.
No. He had a resurgence in a few years back when he released his Mandatory Fun album.
Right. Let's back up a little further in our set there. So when we left, before we played the Dire Straits parody.
Yes.
We heard Dare to be Stupid.
Dare to be Stupid.
Which was an original, which was in the Transformers movie.
Yes.
And while we were listening to it, it brought me back to the day that I saw that movie. Do you remember the day that we saw that movie? Because we saw it together.
Yeah.
It was, in the theaters.
And my brother.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Speaking of which, shout out to Paul. He I know he's listening because he commented on my Facebook post. So, Paul, welcome to the show. So we've got Kevin or our mystery listener and probably at least 2 or 3 other. We might even have broken like double digits tonight.
There were a lot of responses.
Especially
to
if
people
Paul's
wanting,
wife is listening too.
That's true. So yeah. Melanie, thanks for tuning in. Yeah. And thanks for putting up with it.
Yeah. All right. Do you remember the controversy about the Transformers movie?
I think we can give it up. It's been 30 years. Yeah. So, I mean, it's
somebody swore. A Transformer swore.
Oh, that controversy too.
Yes. Yes. It was, you know, our young minds were blown.
It was it Spike or Bumblebee?
Nah, I don't remember. Or Hot Rod.
No, it was we heard Ultra Magnus, who was Robert Stack.
Oh my God, you've got way more memory of this than I do.
Shockingly, yes. He's trying to open the Matrix. He's like, open, damn it, open. And we can say that on the radio. It's okay.
We can't say the other word he said, though.
No, and then earlier on in the movie when Bumblebee and Spike are being pulled into Unicron,
mm-hmm.
one of them says, oh, crap! As but he's being
not
pulled
crap,
not crap,
the other word.
Yes.
Yes. The synonym for crap.
The synonym.
Yes. So, yeah, I just thought I'd bring that up because, you know.
And, of course, there was the other controversy, in which case they killed Optimus Prime.
No, really? Yeah. Optimus dies? Oh, man.
You don't remember that?
It. Of course I remember that.
Yeah, I'm spoiling a 30-year-old movie.
Yeah. He comes back to life, though.
Eventually.
Eventually.
They all do.
Yeah. Anyway, cool. Let's play some more Weird Al.
So, the title track from the soundtrack to UHF, it's UHF.
Right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
We got it all in UHF.
Actually, we got it all on FM tonight.
That's true. And the internet.
And the internet. Yeah, don't forget the internet. It's an important part of our lives these days.
So where else are you going to get porn?
Yes. Right. If you're not aware of the internet, check it out.
Yes.
It's a good thing. All right. So It's Weird Al Night here.
If you're not aware of the internet.
Well, you might not be. I don't know.
What kind of rock do people live on?
If you're listening to the radio, you might not be aware of the internet. I mean, nobody listens to the actual radio.
If you're that Japanese guy who still thinks World War II hasn't ended yet, is stuck in the jungle somewhere, then maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
All right. So here we are, and you might not have heard of Weird Al, but he's a guy who does parodies, and we're playing all his
music successfully tonight. Since the early 80s.
Yeah, we're playing on his music tonight, or him playing other people's music, more specifically most of the time. But so speaking of Weird Al in the 80s, way back at the top of the show, you just sort of casually mentioned, Mark, well, Dr. Demento, you know, found out about Weird Al. Well, not everybody – some people might know who Weird Al is, but even less people probably know who Dr. Demento is.
Very true. Okay. So in the – I want to say in the 70s, he started off – so a radio guy named Dr. Demento, and for years he had a syndicated radio comedy show.
So a bit like Howard Stern these days, but comedy more than like
mostly. No, he didn't really do much of his. Howard and his crew do a lot of content on their own and bits and things like that and phony phone calls and whatnot. But Dr. Demento did not really do bits of his own. He just played other people's. And mostly.
Oh, so kind of like, what's the guy's name? Ryan Seacrest, but comedy instead of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So he was the comedy version of Casey Kasem back in the day.
Right.
And so he played parody songs and he played silly songs. Like, if you look at the. If you look around online, you can find the playlists on YouTube where Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun or Dead Puppies Aren't Much Fun, stuff like that, which are both fantastic songs, just right saying. On. But he discovered Weird Al, or more to the point, Weird Al sent him a tape and he loved it, and he got it on the air, and that got him noticed by record companies and then went on from there.
Right on. Well, So thank you, Dr. Demento, if you're listening.
Dr. Demento in the movie is played by Rainn Wilson from The Office.
Nice.
So you look for the weird guy in the tux and the top hat, and that's him. And that's how Dr. Demento dressed.
Right on.
Which is funny that a radio guy has a costume, but they worked.
Yeah. All right. So what are we going to listen to next? We're going to listen to a polka, I think.
Well, we're going to end off in a polka, but we got it's time for two more songs.
Oh, we got lots of, all right, so lots
this,
of good stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to do this one, which was featured heavily in the Weird movie. And it is Weird Al doing Coolio.
All right. R.I.P. Coolio.
Yes.
All right. This is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. In the butt last week, I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tood, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be.
The buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise.
Yeah.
Fool. All right.
It's cute. He plays it in the movie on stage at an awards show. And Coolio's looking very angry in the crowd.
I think that actually happened.
Didn't
he get really upset at Weird Al?
Weird Al asked his people. His people said yes. So yeah, he went ahead with it. And then Coolio didn't realize his people said yes. So Coolio held a grudge for a long time, but they sorted it out.
Yeah, I heard that. There were a number of articles, because I mentioned that RIP Coolio. He did pass away recently, just in the last month. There were sort of a flurry of articles, and I do remember in the end he was just like, yeah, I overreacted, and it's all good now, and we're buddies, so... I don't know if they were actually buddies, but
they were friendly about it.
Yeah, they were. It was all good. So we're gonna wrap it up. This was our Weird Al night. Go and check out the movie Weird.
Yes,
starring Daniel Radcliffe.
Weird, the Al Yankovic story.
That's the one. Check out any movies that are weird, but this one in particular.
Yes.
I would say. And I think that's about it.
We're out of time.
Yeah. Well, we got one more. So yes, Stick around for that one.
So, a staple on Weird Al albums from time immemorial is the...
Or at least since his first album.
That too. Is the polka medley of whatever pop songs or whatnot. And they've done different themes over the years. And this is one from the album Poodle Hat, which is the one that Amish Paradise is on.
This is my favorite medley of his.
It's a fun one.
Yeah.
And that would be the alternative polka. And that's where we're going to take it on with tonight.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Have a great week and be excellent to each other. Good night, everybody.